I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Washington, D.C. in the last 24 hours has been all about Mexico. That country's president, Felipe Calderón, spoke to a joint session of Congress today as part of a visit that included a White House state dinner, a Rose Garden press conference with President Obama, and the words of a Latina second grader who discussed her mother's immigration status with the First Lady. But first, today's rare speech before a joint session of Congress by a Mexican president. Felipe Calderón has been sharply critical of the United States when it comes to immigration policy. He called on both countries to stem the tide.
What we need today is to fix a broken and inefficient system. We favor the establishment of laws that work and work well for us all. So the time has come for the United States and Mexico to work together in this issue. The time has come to reduce the causes of migration and to turn this phenomenon into a legal order and secure flows of workers and visitors. We want to provide the Mexican people with the opportunities they are looking for. That is our mission as government. To transform Mexico in a land of opportunities, to provide to our people with jobs and opportunities to live in peace and to be happy.
Mexican President Felipe Calderón went on to specifically address the new anti-illegal immigration law out of Arizona.
I strongly disagree with the recently adopted law in Arizona. It is a law. It is a law that not only ignores a reality, but also introduces a terrible idea using racial profiling as a basis for law enforcement. I agree with the President, who said the new law carries a great amount of risk when core values that we all care about are breached. I don't want to deep the gap between the feelings and emotions between our countries and our peoples. We must find together a better way to face and fix this common problem.
We spoke earlier with Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois and Raul Grijalva of Arizona, both vocal on these issues, to get their impressions of the visit so far. I asked whether Grijalva had a decent time at last night's White House dinner and whether he had managed to speak to the U.S. and Mexican leaders, the so-called powers that be, about his issues.
Yes, I had a good time, and no, I didn't get a chance to discuss with the powers that be. It was more of the reception part. We weren't part of the dinner. And it was a social evening. I think real issue work or real discussions of some of the issues that are important to all of us, that neither was the opportunity nor the time.
Was it on the minds of people, though, the immigration reform?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the discussions at all the table was about, you know, we hope President Calderón says something on his address to Congress dealing with immigration, the urgency for it, and this is an appropriate time, and that he's here to not only raise the issue, but put in front of Congress and the American people the fact that something needs to be done and done quickly.
Congressman Gutierrez, I think somehow your invitation was lost in the mail?
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because I'm sure that's what happened. But I was enjoying a fine dinner yesterday with some of my colleagues, which we did get to discuss comprehensive immigration reform. So we got some work done.
I feel for our listeners that don't know, I have to point out, you've been, shall we say, very outspoken on immigration reform. In fact, you were recently handcuffed in front of the White House, which apparently did not go over well with the president.
Well, you know, the president made a promise. He said he would bring people out of the shadows into the light of day. He would stop the destructive force of our immigration policy on our families. And I am going to continue to use every ounce that I have in my body, of my energy, of my talent, of my voice, to make sure that he carries out that promise and commitment. I mean, he has very good days and then he has bad days on the issue. I'm hoping that this visit of the president will refocus his attention and reprioritize the issue of comprehensive immigration reform. If that little second grade girl didn't do anything else, she certainly synthesized what the real issue is. It's about families, and crystallized its importance and its urgency.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because I was curious what you were hearing from your colleagues and constituents about how that played out. Congressman Gutierrez, let me have you answer, and then Congressman Grijalva, I'd love to hear yours, but Luis first.
Well, you know, Congressman Grijalva and I, we did a Familias Unidas campaign. I traveled to 30 cities over the last year. Familias Unidas, United Families. It was about the need for comprehensive immigration reform. It was structured in our faith-based community, and it was all testimonies from family. And Congressman Grijalva and I with Pastor, we did one together in Phoenix, which we heard identical stories to the one that little child told about family members dying, family members being separated. So her story, while it may be unique and new to much of the American public yesterday, is unfortunately a story we hear too many times in the immigrant Latino community about the destructive force of our immigration system. There are 5.5 million American citizen children whose parents are undocumented.
Congressman,
each and every day go to bed thinking, is mom going to be there in the morning?
Congressman Gutierrez, I need to jump in and ask Congressman Grijalva, have you heard any concerns about what's going to happen to the little girl and her family?
Well, the concerns are played out every day in our communities. I think that 2-minute clip of that very innocent and very honest little girl is played out every day, and the concerns are constant. Am I going to be here with my family? Is my mom going to be taken away? It's a tragedy that unfolded in 2 minutes in front of all the American people, but it's been a tragedy that is part of daily life in many, many of our communities across this country. And the apprehension about what will happen to the mom, the apprehension of what will happen to the little girl is there for all of us, and it's replicated over and over and over again all across this country.
Gentlemen, let's listen to a clip of President Obama from the joint Rose Garden press conference he held yesterday with President Calderon.
We discussed the need for immigration that is orderly and safe, and we acknowledge that both our countries have responsibilities. President Calderon is working hard to create jobs so that more Mexicans see a future of opportunity in their country. To fix our broken immigration system, I reaffirmed my deep commitment to working with Congress in a bipartisan way to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
Congressman Grijalva, you're from Arizona. What are your impressions about how this issue has been handled on this visit?
A lot of the content, we don't know what the discussions were between both presidents and their staffs, but it's been made a public issue, which I think is good. There's a lot of superficial talk to it and not a lot of content, but the fact that it is a public issue, and as we said earlier, reaffirming on a good day that comprehensive reform is going to be an issue that will be dealt with and dealt with immediately, is a reaffirmation that we need constantly. And I think the president needs to put his foot to the gas and say, Congress, start moving on it, start the hearings, let's look at a blueprint and begin to work at it. Because if we just talk about the need for it and don't put any real work and content to that need, then it becomes superficial discussion.
Congressman Gutierrez, President Obama also talked about immigration reform legislation, and he basically seemed to put the ball in the Republicans' court. I mean, he said that without the 60 votes in the Senate, he was going to need some Republican support to get this done. Do you think the White House is going to move forward on the commitment that he made while he was campaigning?
I hope so. It's imperative that we get it done. There are 12 million undocumented workers in this country whose exploitation and plight I think we really need to respond to. It seems to me that the President of the United States is correct in that when he says we need more Republican support, the Republican leadership, the Republican congressman and senator have been absent completely from the table. But at the same time, look, extraordinary presidents, great presidents, which I believe Barack Obama has the incredible potential of being an extraordinary president. He's demonstrated it already in other facets of his presidency. Bring and create coalitions where the votes don't exist. Anyone could be president if the votes were there. I think he has an incredible command of the issue and articulation and a voice that we need to hear much more clearly on this issue. Bring Republicans to the table. Set the table. Tell us where the menu is. Tell us when the date is. and force them to come to the table. And if they don't show up, then at least all of those of us in the immigrant community know that you put up the best fight possible for us.
Congressman Grijalva, are you hoping to see anything tangible come out of this visit?
Yeah, I think the tangible issue is that the commitment by both countries, not just to the issue of immigration reform, to the issue of quelling and making our border communities on both sides of the border safe again for families and individuals. I think that would be a tangible result and momentum for immigration reform. If we leave this issue and not deal with it and put up a fight, like Luis said, at least so the American people and the immigrant community can know who's on their side, then we haven't accomplished anything. And we leave it to extreme elements and extreme political theory to then run immigration in this country, as we've seen in Arizona with that law that was passed and signed by the governor that has created so much controversy, and justifiably so. You leave it in the hands of the fringe to solve immigration, then the rest of us that are trying to do something rational and fair get left on the sidelines. So I think it's incumbent on this president, and after this visit, to continue to push and, as we said, to lead that fight.
Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois and Raul Grijalva of Arizona both joined us from their offices on Capitol Hill. Gentlemen, thanks for your insight and for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you, Alice.
Thank you.